Wowie, wow. We've got a new hot sauce for you.
It's so delicious.
It's spicy.
It's spicier for sure.
Spicier. It's called Harvest Moon, made with ghost peppers, American persimmons,
and spice bush berry.
It's going to be great. We also have t-shirts available. Brand new t-shirts.
The best t-shirts, I think.
Baseball tees.
Scrumpers United.
If you've collected apples, if you've collected fruit, you're
welcome
a scrumper.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to a club. You're a scrumper. So check out our merch store, wildedibleworldpod.myshopify.com. Wowie, wow! It's fall on the Wild Edible World podcast, and we're here back with one of our favorite ingredients to just yammer on about. I'm only one of your hosts, though. My name is Michael.
And my name is Steve, and that ingredient is 100% my favorite for this time of year. It's just so plentiful, and there's such a diverse population of apple trees. That's what we're here to talk about, apples.
Yeah.
And in front of us, we have some that we've mostly have been like foraged or scrumped or whatever the F you want
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, scrumping.
Scrumping, which for those of you that don't know what scrumping is, it's, where you lay down a tarp under an unsuspecting victim's tree and shake that SOB and
yeah.
abscond with the apples. No permission granted.
Yeah. It is the act of collecting wild apples. Yeah.
And I will say that it's okay to ask permission because
oh, yeah.
you don't want to start any trouble, right? You don't have to scrump. You can scrump with permission. I don't know what that's called.
Well, it's still scrumping, I think. I don't think there's any like illicit activity.
Like if it's not illegal, you can't fucking do it.
It's not called scrumping if it's legal. No, I don't think it's anything like that.
How dare you ask for permission?
Yeah. If it's your own trees and you collect them, I think that's called scrumping.
Just apple picking, apple harvesting, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
We love doing it, and we're here to do it with you, or at least taste some apples.
Yeah, definitely. We have an assortment of like a bunch of different apples that Steve harvested.
Yeah, we have nine varieties here. Wow.
Oh, so each one of them is a different
one? Yeah, these are different. Yeah,
so we have different. Like a bunch of different colors from yellow. There's a lot of striping action happening. I wonder if there's almost definitely a term for those stripe.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Formations.
And I'm also sure that I do not know them.
Textures too. Some of them are soft. Some of them are pretty hard.
And the flavors are all over the place. So I posted most of these on my Instagram recently. But at least one or two of these two here were gifted. So I don't know where the hell they came from. This one,
oh, the yellow ones?
This one's for sure wild, right?
Yeah.
That one's a wild apple. But this one looks a little bit too polished.
That one almost looks like a Fuji.
I'm thinking that one's store bought. Yeah. Somebody probably, I don't know, my father-in-law gave it to me. But the rest of these I found out in the Chicago burbs, different towns for each one of them. Some of them are scrumped.
Ah.
So I did come across them.
Nice.
By chance.
Yeah.
In someone else's yard. And then some of them are just like ditch apples, if you will.
Sure.
Of the road apples.
I brought one variety to the table,
yes.
And those are what I think most people call ditch apples. They're not pretty to look at. They usually are. This year, they're not. But yeah, ditch apples, for sure. Those count.
Yeah. So, I mean, apples are so... I mean, go listen to our apple episode.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We mentioned scrumping. Yeah, we did a two-parter for that one.
No.
And we're probably just going to come back and chat about apples. We might do like... If we can finagle it, do like Apple Month where we bring on like a couple different people or just have that being an underlying theme maybe for the next few episodes
yeah.
where we just kind of like keep talking, bringing up apples, like what people do with
yeah,
them.
We definitely have a few guests on the line for trying some wild apples, which I'm so fucking pumped about.
Yeah.
Some wild feral apples from like New York State.
Mm-hmm. A pomologist.
Yeah, a pomologist, yeah. Yeah. So we're working to get that scheduled so that we can eat some apples with you and kind of get the... kind of get the guy's backstory and some fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully by the time that this episode is released, we'll have some brand new merch items in our store for you to check out. So make sure you go to wildedibleworldpod.myshopify.com and check out these super cool t-shirts that we worked really hard on. And it's, I don't know, they're just neat. You're never going to see anything like them before. And we're going to keep them in the store and probably print them on demand so that... if you want them, you can have them. Hopefully, we'll have the new hot sauce in there, but I'll refrain from that.
I'm so excited.
That's still kind of...
I'm so excited for that sauce.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be so good. But the t-shirts are also very good. You wore one the other day in the same post with the apples. Yeah. How did it feel? Did it wear well?
Yeah, great shirt.
Comfortable?
10 out of 10. Would wear again.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool.
So let's try some of these apples. Yeah, we're going to try not to chew into the microphone too much because, you know, mouth stuff, but... we will describe our apple flavors here. We're going to start out with, for sure, a scrumped apple.
Yeah.
A little bit, I don't know, just kind of give our opinions on it?
Like, sure. I kind of want to do like a whole thing about it. So like it's got a rough exterior. So it's red, unpolished.
Yeah,
so
matte
it's
finish.
Very matte, highly scarred, but not, you know, not, doesn't look... inedible or anything. So yeah, let's give her a bite.
That's a mighty fine apple.
So do you prefer a crisp apple or a more soft apple?
I think I prefer a crisp apple.
I definitely prefer a crisp apple.
I think that my preference is one of the main things that I look for in an apple. I like them sweet. I like them tart. You know, one or the other or both. But I definitely also like when it's a thin skin. I don't... Have you ever had those apples where it just, like, fucks up your gums a little bit?
Yeah, you know? Absolutely,
I hate
that. So the flesh on this one is, like, very pale. It's very crisp. It's crunchy. It doesn't have, like, a... I would give it, like, a 7 out of 10 on the crunch scale. Very sweet flavor.
Yeah, really nice.
Very sweet flavor.
Almost no tartness. I'm going to leave this right here so we can see how quickly that oxidizes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Good idea.
Yep. See how... We'll move on to the next apple.
Because that's because there's like a few things like most people will grade apples on. And yeah, that the skin thickness is one.
Yeah.
The it's like the durability of the ripeness or whatever. So it's like how long it lasts on the shelf or whatever.
Some of these are geared towards like
longevity.
Like stores and stuff.
Right.
Or storing them, which like,
exactly,
I guess is another cool way to look at it, is, you know, sticking an apple in like a crate of sand or something, supposed to make them last all winter.
Or they have those like slatted drawers or whatever. Those
there's
I would totally get one.
Plenty of preservation techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to apple number two. This one's so cool looking.
So same size, but very blonde.
Yeah.
Pitted. Kind of looks like a Golden Delicious, but obviously wild. Oh my gosh, it's almost pear-shaped.
Yeah, it's got those...
very hollow core.
Yeah, yeah.
Very spacious core.
It's got those like super interesting like spotted... what do you call that? Blemishes on the exterior?
Yeah, so it's kind of like the one from before where it looks like scarring, but yeah, it's that that just kind of like they're freckles.
And we'll learn these terms, I promise.
Yeah, we should probably have
looked
that up.
We're going to eat that many apples because I just ordered a box of wild apples from New York. So
excellent.
Super pumped for that.
Yeah, so this is not going to last. We'll come at you more well-researched with the next apple episode this year.
This shit's wild.
Oh my gosh. So the crunch factor, that was good.
And this one is for sure wild. I can tell you exactly where this tree is. There's lots of apples still left on it.
Nice.
So we might have to go get some of these. These are great.
Yeah, it's kind of got a blushing top. So the top is just very barely pink. And then it kind of, it's not necessarily yellow, I guess. It's just a very, very light green.
It's very sweet, but not like... candy sweet, like you would imagine, like a Honeycrisp or something like
that. No, it's less sweet than the one before it.
But it is, it has like almost a, what would you call that? Like a, like slightly floral kind
floral,
of thing.
Yeah, floral, just a bit of tartness, just like a touch. Yeah, that's really good. And it seems relatively disease-free, so there's, like, just a couple, like, what seem like insect blemishes on it.
Hell of an apple, man. I'll tell you what.
It is a hell of an apple.
Pretty great.
Yeah, the crunchiness is nice. It's still, it's like, still definitely in that Goldilocks zone that I like of, oh, crunchiness, man. That's so good.
Yeah, really good apple.
I love when, so I would rate this, like, a 8 or a 9 on the crunch factor. On like what I would rate as a very good, not necessarily on crunchiness.
Sure.
But because I love when I bite into an apple and then you can break the apple away and then like a large chunk comes away that you didn't bite with.
Sure.
And I'm just doing that with my teeth and it's like I'm getting bigger bites than I'm, I don't know, it's just, they're nice. Yeah, it's good. This is a hell of an apple.
A very efficient apple, you know.
To mirror your words.
Yeah. So this one's got... this apple number 3, it almost looks like I don't know, like an underripe peach. So it's got like it's got like a yellowish base and with a little bit of blush. This one's for sure got some insect little nibs on it, which is totally cool with us.
It seems like it bruises at the. Is that like a big bruise at the top?
Yeah, big bruise at the top for sure. So it's probably
it was super rotten in the side.
Yeah, definitely got a little bit of insect type stuff going on the inside.
Still living there?
I don't know.
No, it looks pretty.
I'm gonna cut off a slice of the good portion.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's. I don't know if that one started to ferment a little bit.
Yeah, let me get. I managed to section off a little piece here. It doesn't look as rotten as it actually, or as spoiled, shall we say, as it is.
But you'll know what I mean. Like it has almost that like.
Oh my gosh!
Isn't that crazy?
It's sour.
Yeah, but it has like a. Had almost that like, you know, apple cider vinegar or apple cider like flavor to it.
No, 100%. No, this tastes tasty, like hard cider. That's pretty good. So this is what the woodland creatures get drunk off. Yeah,
100% squirrels get fucking wrecked on this shit.
Oh my gosh. But it's like,
it's really good.
It's definitely like, it looks like a peach, tastes like a peach.
Yeah.
Tastes like fermented peaches. Wow. Love that.
Yeah.
So as far as like browning, sorry, I have your knife.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, before we move on to the next...
Get a browning update?
Yeah, let's get a browning update. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back, and then we'll finish off the apples.
Okay, sounds good.
So, apple number one, still very white, very crisp.
Yeah, it's been 11
it's like,
minutes.
It's like 70 degrees outside. Unseasonably warm fall day, so... Yeah, been about 10 minutes, hardly any browning at all.
Apple number 2, a little bit more browning.
Yep, oxidization definitely happening.
And it's been less time, but super cool. 3, we just really kind of...
We just cut into, but I'd say it was kind of already on its way.
Yeah, like, we'll be right back with the results for number 3's oxidation, and and we'll dig into a shitload more apples.
Oops, all apples episode.
All apples. Sigh.
What's wrong, buddy?
Well, I just realized this mushroom supplement I bought isn't actually made with mushrooms. It's made with something called myceliated grain?
Myceliated grain?
Oh, no!
I'm sorry to tell you, buddy, but myceliated grain is a sure sign of a poor quality mushroom supplement.
Well, dang. I wanted mushrooms, not brown rice. What should I do?
Well, you should support a small batch producer from right here in the Midwest, Keweenaw Apothecary.
Keweenaw Apothecary? Tell me more.
Keweenaw Apothecary specializes in high-quality mushroom extracts from Michigan, and they always use real mushrooms, never, never, never myceliated grain.
That sounds like exactly what I've been looking for. Where can I order?
Well, you can find them at keweenawapothecary.etsy.com. That's K-E-W-E-E-N-A-W apothecary.etsy.com. Be sure to read their many excellent reviews.
Thanks, buddy. I don't want no low-quality mushroom products from a factory. I want Keweenaw Apothecary.
Wowie wow!
Wowie wow! We've got a new hot sauce for you.
It's so delicious.
It's spicy.
It's spicier for sure.
Spicier. It's called Harvest Moon, made with ghost peppers, American persimmons,
and Spice Bush Berry.
It's gonna be great. We also have t-shirts available. Brand new t-shirts.
The best t-shirts, I think.
Baseball tees.
Scrumpers United.
If you've collected apples, if you've collected fruit, you're
welcome to the club.
Welcome to a club. You're a scrumper. So check out our merch store, wildedibleworldpod.myshopify.com.
Wowie wow!
How do you like them apples?
We are back.
Never gets old.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We're back.
We're going to start this half off with one that we suspect, in fact, we're pretty darn certain, is store-bought.
Very perfectly round, super symmetrical, yeah. Tight core, uniform color.
Not getting a ton of nose off of it? You know, not a lot of scent?
It smells like water, yeah. Which is what you'll find with most store-bought apples. It's soft. Definitely a little bit of tartness. Tastes kind of soapy. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Really not a ton of flavor in general.
A lot of peel flavor, actually. I'd say, like, I taste the peel more than anything. There's, like, no...
Yeah. Not a big fan of that one.
Yeah, that's...
It's all right. It would be okay for... I would have that with, like, as, like, a... I would put that in something. So, like an apple jicama slaw.
You'd have to cook that down to make it shine. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's move on to...
That was surprising.
Yeah, that was really weird.
So, this is our other suspected...
Other suspected store-bought.
And this one looks kind of the same, a little
uniform,
bit more...
Holy butt, that's a lot of flavor.
You think so?
A lot of scent, yeah. It smells like it's going to be sweet.
Smells sweet, yep. Yellow on the top, red on the bottom. No blemishes at all.
A little past its prime, a little mealy.
Oh, super soft. This is like red delicious soft. Yeah. Not my bag. And you can almost tell that's going to oxidize, like, almost immediately.
We'd like a little more crunch around these parts.
Yeah, it's too soft. It's interesting how they almost look exactly... I mean, again, this is kind of what we're trying to highlight. These two apples look almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
And totally different flavor. Totally different texture.
All right, let's try some of these crabbies that you brought.
All right, these little guys I just collected, like, literally across the street from where we are. We don't need to cut them. This is a tree that we come back to frequently because we love these apples. However, it seems to be quite afflicted. So this will be interesting, in my opinion, to see, like, what we expect from this tree, having
eaten these apples before.
Yeah, we know we've eaten these apples from this tree. And this year it's had a really bad year. It seems like prematurely ripe. Everything's just kind of like the tree's already died off mostly.
Yeah.
Which is peculiar. Like when you collected all these apples, did the tree still have the leaves on it?
I mean, they were kind of in the process. They were starting to kind of lose them.
Yeah.
At least for most of them. Okay. Some of them were still kicking ass.
Well, yeah, let's see what happens.
Give it a whirl.
Weird texture.
Really weird texture. Probably a little bit on the overripe side. A little bit of that tart, almost like astringent.
Astringency, slightly, that you would get from unripe crab apples. But it's like texture is overripe. And the peel. Oh, my God. Terrible.
Yeah. You can tell... This is what... I mean, I like it because bitter is pretty solid for me. But... This is what a lot of people would probably call a spitter, right?
Yeah, it's not bad, but it's...
A spitter being exactly what it sounds like.
what I just did.
Yeah, what Michael just did. You just spit that son bitch out.
Yeah, it just wasn't very good.
Let's do this one, wild apple guy.
Okay, so we're looking at a much flatter looking apple, very red. Ooh, difficult to cut through.
Sounds,
that was nice.
Sounds crunchy.
Yeah, that sounded
very
robust.
White flesh.
Very white. And then, it goes from red to green.
Yeah.
A little bit of pale. Beautiful. Very tight core. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what. Man.
We're back.
Yeah. And this one's scrumped. This one's from my neighbor down the street's tree.
That's a good tree. Yeah, that's really good. Nice and tart, but not like pucker. Very crunchy.
Incredibly crunchy, yeah.
Not mealy at all. Seems to have good pest defense.
Yeah.
Only a couple blemishes.
I like that.
Peel's a little too tough for me. Honestly, the peel could be a little bit better. But yeah, it's just good.
I agree. I was going to say that, but I didn't want to bitch about the apple because it's pretty fucking good. But
they're not perfect. None of them are perfect. They all have their, you know, give and takes.
True. So the reason we're doing this, I guess we should explain, is not so you guys have to listen to us eat some delicious treats. But to illustrate that there's a ton of different variety, a ton of different flavors. And I mean, some of these ditch apples possibly were from somebody throwing an apple core out the window, right?
Sure.
And that's how feral apples are born. If you want more details, listen to our episode on apples.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe I said this on the episode before, but I've gone to a Walmart parking lot before, and there will be like gorilla grafts where truckers will have stopped by and cut, like grafted on a better species of apple onto this like neighborhood crab apple tree. And so, I was just standing in between this, in the middle of this tree, and like, yeah, you got your normal little things, and then it's like right next to it,
just this on the same branch.
Tree. Yeah.
Yeah.
This big, nice, like completely contrasting apples. So
this
anyway,
one smells really good.
Yeah. We're onto another one. This one's taller. Interesting. I like these, green, the kind of like the exterior of the core
on
the
outside.
That is.
That's pretty cool. So we got to figure out these, the
striations.
Names,
yeah. But it's like the core exterior on the inside, which really bends out compared to the height of the apple. So that's pretty interesting. Very good pest defense. Nice, nice smooth.
Nice smell.
Smells good.
Yeah.
A little soft.
Yeah, a little more mealy on that one, for sure.
A little soft, but I don't hate it.
Mm-mm. Not as bad as that other one.
No, no. And the flavor is okay. Good.
Apple-y?
It's okay.
This is actually pretty reminiscent of like a better Red Delicious, right?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. This would be a Red Delicious that would actually give that apple a good reputation.
Yeah.
I like how juicy it is, so it's really juicy. So this
very
would be
juicy.
Great for pressing.
Very
it's
complex
soft.
Flavor in there. Mm-hmm. Like it really does taste like somebody took a Red Delicious and made it good. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. Yeah, this would be an excellent cider apple.
All right,
we're on our last one. We're trying to make good time on this.
Oh man, this one looks great. Another very bright flesh.
So these are all very pretty white on the inside.
Wow.
This one, the core is so small on this one. Is that like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Super yeah. slender core.
Lot really, of flesh on this.
Like the coloring in the apple is pretty fucking cool. It's like it goes from really like deep like maroon and then to the other side it's like really light like greenish yellow red blush thing.
Yeah.
Whirl.
Gorgeous apple. I like the little flecks. So this is reminiscent of that like Space Galaxy Crisp or Delicious or whatever that was released a couple years ago that had like such huge hype. And this is a beautiful, it looks like staring into a firework or something. It's gorgeous.
And it's absolutely delicious. This man, I'm glad we decided to end it with this one and not like the one before. You know, that's a great fucking apple.
My God.
Yeah, I know. Really good.
This is like a 9 out of 10 apple overall for me.
Yeah, this one's pretty darn good. Because it doesn't have the thick skin of the one like 2 apples ago.
Yep.
You know?
But it has all the flavor.
All that flavor, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it's so juicy. Yeah. So this is really just kind of like combines all the best things about the apples that we just had and put it under one. That was a good call.
Yeah, that was fucking random.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely tried some of these the other day, but I literally, if I'll be driving down the road, if I see some fruit out of the corner of my eye, I'll stop most likely and grab a couple.
Look how close I'm biting to that core. Yeah. I mean, there's so much flesh on this apple. And a lot of these probably are stuff that's just like spun from being thrown out the window or whatever, which aren't going to yield your award-winning apples or anything, but they're fascinating genetic mixtures and all sorts of one-offs, you know, which is, you know, what I think is kind of a common denominator between us and our listeners, all of you guys, is that, like, we enjoy a really diverse palate. We like new things, different flavors, going to different places, trying different things.
And, like, utilizing the things that we have. So,
yeah,
you can drive around your neighborhood. I can drive around my neighborhood, and there's fruit trees that are just loaded with fruit, or they're sitting on the ground, and people aren't properly utilizing.
Well, and most people can't properly utilize an entire tree's worth of apples.
Exactly. Especially, man, this year, I don't know if it's if they're just vibing with the acorns, but it's a heavy year for a lot of apples. My unsuspecting neighbors definitely had their tree full.
Do you remember where you got this one?
I do. Yeah, we can go.
This is so good. But, nice. Nice and tart, too. That's excellent. That's it. Thank you so much for sharing these with us, Steve.
Heck yeah, dude.
And I hope this wasn't too unsettling of a listen for some of you people out there. This is a bit of a, more of our ASMR.
And if anybody has an apple tree.
Yeah, if you're in the Chicago area and
you have an apple tree, share. And we'll, like, actually, you know, send us a couple apples. And,
or persimmon trees.
And we'll give you a little shout-ski.
Yeah, and, apple tree, yep.
And you can name your apple and send it to us.
Do it. Yeah, that'd be so cool. So hopefully y'all... Whoa!
Sketty.
Safety. We're good. Love y'all. We'll see you next time. And happy Apple Month, I guess.
Yeah, happy scrumping.
Happy scrumping.
Scrumpers United.
Yeah, scrumpers unite. Wowie, wow. We've got a new hot sauce for you.
It's so delicious.
It's spicy.
It's spicier, for sure.
Spicier. It's called Harvest Moon, made with ghost peppers, American persimmons,
and spice bush berry.
It's going to be great. We also have t-shirts available. Brand new t-shirts.
The best t-shirts, I think.
Baseball tees.
Scrumpers United.
If you've collected apples, if you've collected fruit... You're
welcome
a
to the club.
Welcome to a club. You're a scrumper. So check out our merch store, wildedibleworldpod.myshopify.com. Wowie, wow!